Got a couple of guests joining us here in the studio this morning as we're going to talk about some of the 4th of July weekend activities going on here in Atlantic with the Atlantic JCs helping to promote some of the activities going on. Tom Welchens, Ryan Heller join us in this morning. Guys, thanks for coming by early this morning.
Morning, Jim. How's it going?
Oh, very well. Appreciate that. Get you to slide over a little closer to the microphone there if I can so we can hear everything you have to say. Hey, the JCs are having a good time again on the 4th of July. Fireworks, flight breakfast. You guys have been doing this for years, right?
We've been doing this for quite a number of years now, and we'll be doing everything on the 4th like we have been the last few years. Flight breakfast will be from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the 4th of July. Weather permitting, which the last couple of years that's been a problem, but hopefully this year it won't be. There will be flights available for people to take fun rides for $25 provided by AirWorks. That starts at 10 o'clock. Also, anybody that flies in from another airport will get their breakfast for free, which is a fun deal. Hopefully, again, the weather will hold out and we can actually get a few people to fly in this year.
Yeah, the last 2 years we've had kind of some rain issues on the 4th of July. That's not that much fun.
No, so I think actually last year I think we had like 3 inches of rain the morning of the 4th, which made things a little interesting, but we managed to get through it all and make it all work.
In a normal year, saying the last 2 years are not normal weather, but in a normal year, do you get pretty good participation from folks flying in?
We've gotten pretty decent turnout. It's been a... It depends on the year, of course, with the weather, and it's been a good experience for us.
Yeah, very good. Well, the general public enjoys breakfast. What are they going to see on the menu?
We'll have pancakes from the Pancake Man, as well as sausage and beverages available. The cost will be $6 per person, and hopefully you can come out and have a good time.
It sets up actually pretty well for you guys out there in the hangar, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. It's been rolling along pretty well. We get the fire department to come in, help us clean out the hangar so we can get everything ready to go, and come in load early that morning and get everything rocking and rolling and get it all done.
Yeah, lots of room in there, too. You're not really squeezed for a lot of space, so it's pretty comfortable for folks. Who moves all those tables in and out of there? Is that Ryan's job?
Is my job. You know, I do all the manpower. So.
Yeah, we get him, and we get some other people to help us out, and we appreciate all the help we can get on that.
So. I can see that. It's just sitting here. I bet this guy's the one who's going to move all the tables here for him. Well, it's good. How early do you guys start getting set up?
We usually start setting up. I know we get a few people out there at 5. Most of us try to get out there about 6, just to kind of make sure everything's up and running. And usually about a little before 7, there's people there ready to go and chomping at the bit to have breakfast.
So you guys get all the tables moved in that morning, or you do that ahead of time?
We do that ahead of time. Okay. We'll go in there Sunday afternoon, actually, and clean out the hangar and get everything ready to go and get all the tables set up so that Pancake Man come in Monday morning, get him all set up, and just do finishing touches and that kind of thing.
Okay. For some reason, people just enjoy getting pancakes thrown at them, don't they?
Yeah, it's and it's amazing how good the aim actually is.
You know, if my mom would have thrown food at me when I was growing up, I wouldn't have thought it was probably a good day.
Yeah, I hear you.
But when the Pancake Man does it, not a problem. Well, that's just the start of the day, because you guys got a lot more stuff going on during the course of the evening. I know a lot of folks like to gather out there at in the airport area at night for the fireworks display. That's always pretty well attended.
Absolutely. We have always had good success with our fireworks show. The fireworks will be going off at dusk, as usual, because obviously you can't see them in the daylight, so you need to wait until it gets dark to do that. We're actually going to start some activities going on around 6 o'clock, so we can try to get some people to come out early so that we don't have a huge traffic crunch at 8:30, quarter to 9.
What types of activities?
The Kiwanis will be providing their food booth out there. We will also be having a DJ, which will be providing some music for everybody to listen to, and there'll be music going on during the fireworks. Mm-hmm. And we will also have some bounce houses available to keep kids entertained.
That's the key.
Yeah, absolutely.
Parents find something to keep them busy, but yeah, the kids are kind of tough. They're kind of antsy, but especially when they know there are good fireworks coming up later on.
That's right. Yeah, we've actually got a new fireworks provider this year, and they will be shut off electronically versus by hand. So hopefully it'll provide a little higher quality show than we've had the last couple of years.
What do you guys, how do you decide what you're going to get and how the show is going to line up for fireworks?
What we've done is our fireworks provider was nice enough to provide us a contract and kind of walk us through what the show was going to be like, and we decided that was the way we were going to try and go this year.
It's not cheap, is it?
It is not cheap. We've been doing fundraising activities throughout the year, and we've also sent out a mailing about mid-May asking for community donations to provide money for it, and we've gotten very good response on that, as we have always gotten the last several years on that, and we're very appreciative of the local businesses and other community organizations stepping up and helping us with that. And of course, we'll take donations the day of, either at the flight breakfast or in the evening as you come in to the airport for the fireworks.
So there will be some donation cans and things around that day.
Correct.
For folks.
Yep.
Good.
Correct.
Okay. Do you get good response from folks when they come out the day of?
We do. We do. People are very willing to help the community. They understand that especially in our trying times with the way the lack of money available from our local governments, that they really can't help us out on this. It's kind of our deal, and people are more willing to help out in a situation like that.
Yeah, well, the community organizations like the JCs are just like any other organization, too. Funds are tight, and
yep.
And you depend very heavily on donations from the public there, too. So
yes.
If you can help those guys out, that would be great. I zip past this, and I have to admit, I'm just brain dead here this morning. I don't remember. Did we talk about what the price is for the breakfast in the morning?
Yes, it'll be $6 per person. There will be, for small children, there'll be some concessions made on that. We haven't quite decided how we're going to play that out because we are charged on a per plate basis. So we just kind of want to make sure that we're treating everybody fairly, which is a challenge. And I know I'm not the best with kids in the world, so that's...
But hoping to make a couple of bucks, you can help pay for the fireworks.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So $6 entry fee there, and that is for the breakfast. Now, the fireworks, you come back later on. Again, there's no entry there. You just come onto the grounds if you want. But they do ask if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that.
Correct.
So that's how that works. Well, this is just one of the events you guys are involved in during the course of the year. Are you still doing a lot of the traditional events the JCs have been involved in over the course of a year?
We are. We are still doing... our annual Adopt Family in December, where we donate food to less fortunate people, as well as our comedy night, which we do usually in February, where we bring comedians in. Everybody has a good time with that, as well as our garage sales, which we do twice a year as well.
Okay, very good. What about membership? How difficult is it to get members these days? The membership drive is always going on, right?
The membership drive is always going on, and actually we've kind of got ourselves in a bit of a pickle, frankly. I'll just put it in so many words. It's been harder as the years have gone on in order to get people in the JC's age group, which is between 18 and 40, to want to get involved in the community. And I think that's just a nature of the times. And we're always looking for new members. We have our meetings second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 7 o'clock at the Family Table Restaurant back in their meeting room. And if you're interested in becoming a member, or you know someone who you would like to get involved in the JCs, feel free to have them contact me, and I'll give my cell phone over the air, which is always a dangerous thing to do. 712-350-0075. You could call me, and we'll talk.
Ryan, are you a fairly new member to the JCs?
I am. Yeah, I am. I've been in town here for a year, and this is all new stuff to me. I'm just getting ropes and helping out with everything. And
why did you join?
I moved into town with Fairway. And it's a good way to get involved in the community. So I just trying to meet new people and got involved, and it's been a really good experience.
So. Have you enjoyed it so far?
I have. It's been a lot of fun.
And it's pretty much whatever you want to make of it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, if you're wanting to get involved, and, you know, we have different social outings. You know, we did a disc golf thing. We've done regular golf, just to get involved and meet new people and have a good time. Just... overall, good time.
We're going to try to put together some social events in the fall as well to try to drum up some new members as well.
That's the thing. It's not always work. Sometimes it's fun.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even the work can be fun, too, if you're
That's
doing
right.
good people. So, very good. So, and always looking for donations for all the different projects that the JCs are working on. Right now, of course, it's paying that fireworks bill.
Yes, that's correct.
Get that taken care of. Fortunately, they take credit cards, huh?
We'll figure out a way.
You got it.
Well, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, a good crowd usually turns into some pretty good profit, too. Now, I know people sit at different locations, too. Not everybody who wants to see the fireworks can get out there to the airport. Some folks find a few nice hills in different areas to be able to watch the fireworks display, too. So for those folks who may not necessarily be close to a donation can, they can always send in donations. They just send them to the post office box?
Yep. We have a post office box. It's P.O. Box 522 here in Atlantic, and we'll take any donations anybody wants to send us.
Large or small, all are welcome.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Well, again, that's 7 to 11, and that's Monday morning. It is on the 4th of July.
Correct.
So 7 to 11 in the morning, 6 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, $6 is the price for the flight breakfast out at the Atlantic Airport. It's indoors at the hangar, so even in tough weather, you'll be comfortable there. And then the fireworks get underway at dusk. They'll start some activities, as he said, at 6 o'clock in the evening to keep you satisfied as folks start to roll in and find their favorite spots out there at the airport. Great. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Hey,
thanks
a lot, Jim.
Appreciate you very much. Good luck to you again. I'm glad we can hand you a nice forecast again this year. Well, again this year for the first time in a couple of years, anyway.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope.